Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 331 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the Magic Explained section in the spell list, and we're getting into the big guns now. This page ends 7th level spells, it begins 8th level spells, so we're really working our way up. Any spell after this level, like 9th level and later, there's all kinds of weird stuff that applies to it. It takes longer to cast, it's much rarer for characters to get spell slots to cast these spells, so we're kind of entering the end of like the standard spells and getting into the spells that are a big deal to know and to cast. Because level 7 is also the first level where you can learn ritual versions of spells. This game does not have circle magic, as I keep lamenting, but it does have ritual magic, which is similar, except not cool at all. There are no pictures, first of all. You don't get unlimited power. You don't need to use any animal parts, at least not rules as written. Basically, all it is you know a version of the spell that is much slower, but the difficulty to save against it is higher. So it takes you like at least 10 minutes, some variable number, 15 minutes plus, for very high level spells. And yeah, the save difficulty goes up to 16. For a lot of spells, this is a meaningless difference. So mainly this is sort of flavor. Like the idea is, starting with 7th level spells, these are spells you would give enough of a damn about to cast them as big rituals. They're not just stupid wizard tricks. The fact that we're in the big leagues now is part of why the dumbest thing on this page upsets me so. Bad news for fans of Heroes Unlimited Revised, I'm not giving you any cool content from Heroes Unlimited Revised today, because I'm not talking about something that doesn't belong in this book. I'm talking about something that does belong in this book, but is just ill-served by the rules, as written, and that thing is Eyes of the Wolf. It is a cool spell, a flavorful spell. Just listen to that name, Eyes of the Wolf. Can't you just imagine casting it and having, like, the special effect of, like, the phantasmal Eyes of the Wolf rising behind you, like the attract screen from Altered Beast? It's cool, there's flavor. Contrast with, like, Energy Bolt, Mystic Shield, right? If I'm looking at a spell list, I'm for sure giving Energy Bolt and Mystic Shield a miss, and I'm flipping it right to Eyes of the Wolf to see what that cool spell does. The answer, sadly, is the following. It's a spell you cast on yourself or somebody else nearby, costs 25 PPE, which is a big solid chunk of PPE, and it gives you the following modifications to your vision. You get 20/20 vision, but you lose your color vision, so you see only in black and white. So this is not even like actual canine style limited palette vision. This is full-on 1950s television style, grayscale everything. You get night vision out to 100 feet. You can see the invisible 75% of the time, which is, number one, worse than a wolf. I just have to point that out. We do know a thing about wolves. They are animals, and therefore they can see the invisible, per the psionic section. Once again, this wolf-themed spell relegating me to be a scrub wolf. I don't want to be a scrub wolf. I want to be a big wolf on campus, which either was or should have been a 1980s movie. I digress. So you can see invisible things like 75% of the time, which, considering that invisible people generally want to kill you in role-playing games, is not a great percentage. Like, I wouldn't buy a carbon monoxide detector that detects 75% of deadly carbon monoxide leaks, which are, of course, the real-life equivalent of the invisible assassin. You can identify tracks 85% of the time. So just like a wolf, if you run into some tread tracks in the wilderness, you can look at them with your wise wolf eyes and be like, Jeep Grand Cherokee. You can recognize poisons 65% of the time. Again, not a great percentage. Again, not a traditional area of wolf expertise. And finally, and maybe most importantly, you can identify plants slash fruits at a 70% skill level. Because if there's anybody who can tell an apple from a plum at 200 paces, it's a wolf who sees in black and white. Despite my objections, this is still a cool spell. It's the ability to see a lot of stuff you can't normally see, and that's great. Oh, I forgot to mention tracking. You can track 50% of the time by sight, not by smell. Note, this is not Nose of the Wolf. You don't get to track people by scent. You got to use your powers of visual deduction, which, don't get me wrong, I mean, it's not as cool as a wolf tracing the scent of blood through the wilderness, but a visual Adrian Monk style deduction is pretty impressive, especially considering that if you're tracking someone at night, you're only able to see 100 feet out and without distinguishing color per this spell. So you're tracking with all the visual acumen of a wolf looking through a liquor store security camera. Ultimately, the applications of Eyes of the Wolf are not really my problem. It's a package of different visual abilities. It's got a nice long duration, so if you know you're going into a situation where somebody's going to try to spring something on you, you know, could be poison, could be an invisible trap, could be fruits, you know, could be a clever fruit-based puzzle death trap. Like, only one of these three dates belonged to the true Son of God. That looks like the date of a carpenter. Thanks, wolf senses. But if you're going into that kind of situation, then you activate Eyes of the Wolf, and then you've got this whole suite of different visual abilities, which is not something wolves are really known for, but fine, it's cool. My objection is a broader one, and it applies to a lot of things in Heroes Unlimited, but I think specifically spells, because spells are a number of things. First of all, it's really hard to get spells. You get a small selection. Learning new ones takes a long time. There's often a random element involved, and it may be like an in-character quest to get a spell that you really want. So spells represent a major investment of a lot of different resources. Speaking of resources, they cost you something to use. Once you know the spell, you still have to spend a PPE, which is a quite limited resource. I mean, a first level character might have Eyes of the Wolf, and let's say she does. Let's say this wizard is first level, but the player is just like really into wolves, as sometimes happens at the gaming table, and so she picked up Eyes of the Wolf right away, despite the fact that it's an 8th level spell. This character's probably only got, what, 87 PPE? Spending 25 of that for 8 minutes of fancy wolf eyes, that's a lot of eggs in one basket, right? You're really paying to use this spell, in addition to the slot you've sacrificed to have it in the first place. And finally, in terms of table time, spells take a long time to use relative to other things. You know, if you've got the ability to shoot lasers out of your eyes, or if you're just a vigilante who likes to lay into people with nunchucks, you get to go every action, but spells take more than one action to use. And also, wizards tend not to have a ton of actions per melee. You know, they can get an extra one from boxing, they can take hand-to-hand skills, but they're not getting extra actions from superpowers, little miscellaneous bonuses from their power category, etc., etc. So in terms of like the player's time at the table, casting a spell is also a bigger chunk. You get to act less often, but when you do, you get to use a spell. A hard won, expensive spell. And my problem is that spells, like a lot of things in this game, often fizzle anticlimactically. There's no failing forward in this fucking game. If you don't fail forward, you don't fail sideways into like another interesting situation, you don't even fail back. Like, this is not like a paranoia, let's say, where a failed roll is likely to provoke a possibly fatal setback from the creative GM. A lot of times, when you cast a spell, the worst thing of all is going to happen for having fun at a gaming table, which is just nothing. Just a big fat nothing taking up space. For some of these applications of Eyes of the Wolf, that is acceptable. So like, see invisible, right? The player knows, the GM knows that it's a 75% chance to see the invisible. So if you use this spell, there's a percentile rolled at some point, maybe behind the GM shield, and you know, you don't see anyone invisible, but maybe there's someone there. Maybe you just rolled badly. That's a failure, but it's leading to a dramatic situation. You gain information, but at the same time, the tenor of your situation has changed. Similarly, recognize poison. You know, if you cast this spell because you expected there to maybe be poison, maybe the spell helps you, maybe it doesn't. There's still some tension about whether you're going to get poisoned. I do have a problem with track, because that's one of the main uses of this spell, in my mind. You might turn this spell on as a sort of general buff to see danger, but you know, see invisible is a much lower level spell. It costs like 4 PPE. If you think there's an invisible assassin on the loose, you know, peace of mind is worth 4 PPE. 25 is a lot to spend to maybe not get killed. So you might use this sort of reactively in a scenario like that if it's a spell you happen to have on hand. But very often what'll happen is when you want to track someone, you want to do something proactive, that's when you would use this spell. And a 50% chance to track that never gets better is not only weak, but it's boring, because you cast this badass sounding spell, Eyes of the Wolf, you know, it takes you 2 actions, it costs you 25 PPE, you know, maybe even if you're like low to mid level, maybe a quarter of your total magical potential for the day on this spell, so you can track somebody, and then nothing happens. Just nothing. The most egregious one, though, maybe the most inexplicable, is goddamn identify plants slash fruits. First of all, this spell shouldn't have this ability. Wolves are not fruit connoisseurs. Wolves famously have very little interest in fruit. Do not offer a fruit basket to a rampaging wolf. You'll only make it angrier. But if you're going to have this ability, and if you're going to have a spell that costs you 25 goddamn PPE, and it gives you the ability to identify fruits, 70%, like there's a 30% chance that you summon forth your mystical powers, this spell you begged your master for years to learn, and finally you focus your Vatic gaze upon the mystery fruit before you, and you're like, I don't know, Tangelo? Is that a fruit? No, fuck that. I almost guarantee you that if you have this spell, you will never be called upon to identify a fruit. But if you are, I feel almost like that should be 100%. And honestly, the failure rate for all of these is too high, especially considering, I mean, this is Eyes of the Wolf, right? It's an 8th level spell. Please consider that back in 7th level, we had a little spell called Metamorphosis : Animal, aka Everything of the Wolf, that allows you to actually turn into a wolf. Now, granted, it's a shitty wolf, a wolf who can't fight, a wolf who wears spectacles, a wolf who walks through the woods carrying his book bag, and then other bigger wolves run up on him and knock his bags over and then run off laughing into the night. That kind of wolf, but a wolf nonetheless, a whole ass wolf. You get claws, you get the nose, you get the eyes, you get everything. You get, quote, extraordinary vision, approximately 10 times better than a normal human's. So already, Eyes of the Wolf gives you 20/20 vision, good vision. This gives you vision 10 times better than a person. It also gives you night vision 600 feet out, 6 times as far as Eyes of the Wolf. It doesn't give you an ability to see the invisible 75% of the time, but it does give you an extraordinary sense of smell, which means that, number one, you'll always know when there's someone invisible around, instead of only 3/4 of the time, and number two, you'll always take only half the penalties for fighting an invisible person, per the invisibility superpower, rather than taking no penalties 3/4 of the time and full penalties 1/4 of the time. Being a whole-ass wolf also allows you to track. You have a 40% chance to track successfully, and, by the way, it's a whole lot easier to follow a scent trail than it is to follow a trail using only visual cues. I mean, I grant you, tracking someone by scent through like a modern city street, that's pretty rough, but not as rough as like standing on the side of a freeway, looking both ways, with your teammates pestering you like, what do your wolf eyes see? What subtle cues have you detected that will tell us which off-ramp our quarry took? Nothing, don't worry about it. We'll just go visit some of his favorite bars and look for visual cues that he specifically has been there. It's almost useless. Like, unless you're chasing someone through the woods, tracking by vision is no good. Tracking by scent is good. And the percentage for tracking by scent is almost as good as the percentage for tracking by sight. Equally as good if you're tracking someone you've drawn blood on. So like if you're chasing someone from a combat, for example, which is a very common scenario where you've got to track somebody, or if you're tracking somebody who's been injured and kidnapped, then it's 50% either way. Except with Metamorphosis : Animal, all it costs you to know it is a less valuable 7th level spell slot, and you get to be a goddamn wolf. Instead of a poser stroking his wizard beard in the produce aisle, spouting off fruit facts, 1/4 of which are wrong, by the way. The implementation of Eyes of the Wolf is the dumbest thing on this page, and it hurts me to say it because I like Eyes of the Wolf. It's a fun spell. It's flavorful. It gives you all these different assorted abilities. I mean, I love a suite of abilities, some of which are like your standbys, your staples you're going to use often, others of which maybe there's a chance it'll never come up in the campaign. But when it does, you're going to be the wizard who gets to raise their hand and have the big floppy wizard robe sleeve slide down it and be like, me, GM, I've got the spell that can identify that fruit. And that's great for like a 2nd level spell. But for an 8th level spell, think of it this way. Spells are closely guarded secrets in the world of Heroes Unlimited. One of the most common and easy way to learn spells is to trade them with other wizards. I mean, wizards do guard their secrets, but consider, you know, you could be in like a magic guild, or you could know other player character wizards, and you could swap spells, right? You are going to be the loneliest kid in the cafeteria trying to swap this dumb ass spell for other 8th level spells. Anybody got exorcism? Anybody got the ability to cast goddamn demons out of people? How about the one where you can make people permanently fall in love with you and become slavishly devoted? Negate magic, the ability to universally cancel the spells of other wizards? Or how about Metamorphosis : Human? The one where you can change your physical form into the form of any other human being, the perfect disguise? Anybody got any of those? I'm looking to trade Eyes of the Wolf. 70% chance to identify an unknown fruit. Come on, guys. You can track people in natural environments. It works like half the time. Ugh. Does not need to be an 8th level spell. Does not need to be so expensive. And especially, you know, it's on the very next page from a spell that actually turns you into an actual wolf and gives you virtually the entire utility of this spell. For the same price, and by the way, it lasts over twice as long, and by the way, you get to be a goddamn wolf. Oh, just as a little bit of bonus content, the spell right below Eyes of the Wolf is the spell Locate, which when you cast it in the standard way, like not as a ritual, but just the standard way, has a 41% success rate that never rises. So if you're feeling bad about your fruit trivia score, just keep in mind, at least you're not the sad sack spell scribe who decided that a Locate spell that works less than half the time is finished and acceptable and ready for press. It's the fucking Kevin Sambita of the mythic past. It really is too, because the ritual version works like 88% of the time, which is decent. But the invocation, it's like, well, it doesn't do what it says it does and it doesn't work, but it's quick. Anyway, alas for Eyes of the Wolf. A cool spell. Could have been implemented a lot better. I would definitely house rule it in my own campaign because this is a spell I would like to see have a lot of play. more than it will get in this sorry condition. Join me next time for a spell with much deeper problems on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.